Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. This is how John writes. He starts his gospel in that way. It's like an evening winter scene. We can imagine God slowly descending to earth, arms outstretched and calling his children into his arms. He's here. He's arrived. He's dwelling among us. In the background, we can hear the first verse of the song that we just sang, "See Amid the Winter's Snow." The stringed instruments are playing this quiet harmony. We hear the voices, "See amid the winter's snow, born for us on earth below. See the gentle Lamb appears, promised from eternal years." But like so many images, there's more here in this one than meets the eye. For hidden behind the security and the comfort of this passage exists a reality that is much darker than even John seems to depict. You see, just a few sentences before the verse I just read, he simply states this: "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." This is how John describes it. And it's worth pausing here for just a moment and contemplate the message that he is impressing upon us with those verses. The world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. His own did not receive him. These words imply that there's that his creation was insolent towards its creator. But that only begins to describe the reality. You see, the world didn't simply not receive him. We didn't simply not receive him. The world hated him. We hated him. And in our sinful condition, we lashed out at him. We rejected him and despised him. The Creator was actively being hated by the created. This is what John is trying to inform us. We had no need for God, no desire to repent and turn back towards him. We wanted nothing to do with him. And quite simply, he was uninvited in his own creation. And this is the message that underlies the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Now the song continues with the third verse. "Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine. Thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this." Now, it might not make for a good Christmas card message, but it is true that God came into his creation uninvited. Jesus, the Son of God, was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and then rose again. But not because we asked. So the question then becomes why? Why did he do it? Why did he send his son into a world as a sacrifice for those that he created if they were the ones that had turned away from him? And John tells us why, and it's really quite a simple answer. It is not about the world hating God. It's about God loving the world. It's about a love that runs deeper than any ocean, wider than the universe. You see, it's about a God who created and was satisfied with His creation. It is good. And man? Very good. And sin corrupted it all. But although sin had corrupted His creation, although it was corrupted, God's love was not. It was just as boundless as ever. And because of that love, He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. His creation was in trouble, and only He could save it. And so, He sent His Son into creation to restore what sin had destroyed. And with perfect and willing obedience, that's exactly what Jesus did. Now, our epistle reading today describes that. It says, though He was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. See, this is what we celebrate at Christmas. The world may look to us and question our joy over a birth of a child. But we know that the real joy, the real celebration comes not from His birth, but from His death and resurrection and the anticipation of His return. You see, we celebrate His birth because it marks the entrance of God into His creation. It's a visible sign of His abundant love. And we cannot contain ourselves. We have to celebrate His entrance. Our God, God of all, has humbled Himself and has become His creation. It's an act of immeasurable humility, but an act that reflects His immeasurable love for each one of us. Hail, O ever blessed morn. Hail, redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. That's the refrain of the song that we just sang. And it captures this joy that is in our hearts. Christ is born. He has come into this world because of His love for us. He has come to save us and to restore us unto Himself. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is born. Now, once invited, once uninvited, we now call out to Him to come again, for we see what He has accomplished on our behalf. See, by faith, we begin to recognize our standing before God. We're sinful, destined for destruction, and in desperate need of His mercy. And we understand that we have turned from Him, that we have uninvited Him into our lives. But God, rich in mercy, boundless in love, He reaches down and He forgives us. He speaks into our hearts and He calls us to Him. And in our baptism, He forgives our sins and He gives us everlasting life. And how do we respond? We respond by turning back towards Him in love and in adoration. We praise and we worship Him for the grace that He extends. Teach us, Holy Child, by Thy face so meek and mild, teach us to resemble Thee in Thy sweet humility. See, this is the message of the gospel. It's the good news of God. And Christmas is only just a part of it. It's the part that we celebrate during the season because it's the part where our fallen creation first sees the Creator face to face. It's a part of the gospel message where God says, "You may not have invited me, but you know not what you do." And because of his actions, we come to know exactly what we do. And we turn to him and we say, "Hail, O blessed morn, hail, redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem." The uninvited becomes the invited in our lives. And the invited becomes the one that we look forward to returning. Please pray with me. Let us all together praise our God before his glorious throne. Today he opens heaven again to give his own Son. He undertakes a great exchange, puts on our human frame, and in return gives us his realm, his glory, and his name. Amen.